Good morning. We're learning Shabbat, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud Daled, Halachos of Tisha, and we're studying Siman Beis. Hasochet Zeisim Banovim V'Tzimukim, Chayav Mishum Dosh. So the Gemara says there's a malacha called Schita. It's a told of the malacha of Dosh, a person squeezing out liquid from a fruit, so which then becomes the person wants the liquid. So it's not barer, again, because we're starting with the liquid and the solid of the fruit, the flesh of the fruit, are one, and you're breaking them apart. You're breaking apart the liquid part from the solid part. So that's under the umbrella of the malacha of dosh. We look at the fruit as akin to the husk, as akin to the shell. And the liquid is akin to the kernel, and you're breaking out the kernel from its shell. You're breaking out the liquid from its shell. So that's the malach of dosh. So the Gemara says that midaraisa, the only case of schita, which is the raisa, are zesim and anovim, olives and grapes. The Prima Godim says, why olives and grapes? So there's two approaches over here. Those were, at the time of Chazal, those were the two fruits which people tended to make into a liquid. So therefore, when the person liquid comes out, we look at really what's the liquid is the primary part of the fruit. And the fruit is just a shell holding it. Whereas if a person would squeeze an apple and make take out apple juice, since the purpose of the apple is not to make the juice, we don't look at the juice as being something distinct and different from the apple. That's more akin to cutting an apple in half. So I'm taking different parts of the apple to use. That's not called disha. Disha is when I'm taking the unique part of the thing which is usable, and I'm taking it, breaking it out of the part which is not usable. So Zesim and Novim are aimed for that purpose. So that's going to be the Malach of Dosh. The Prima Godim, however, says it's that the only liquids of fruits which the Torah calls a mashka, as opposed to just meperis, which means it's just really just the fruit itself in liquid form, are Zesim and Novim. Out of Zesim you get shemen. Out of an oven, you get yayin. And the shemen and yayin are different and distinct in halacha from the fruit itself. So we can say that this is, the yayin is being held by the fruit. The shemen is being held by the fruit. And when you remove the yayin and the shemen from the fruit, you're taking the kernel from its husk. But when a person squeezes the liquid out of a orange, because the liquid of the orange is not considered something, it doesn't have a shame of mashka on it. So it's a different form of an oichel. It's the fruit itself being in a different form, as opposed to something which the Torah calls a mashka, which has a halachic status of a mashka. We know that for Torah purposes, there are seven liquids which have a status of a mashka, for the purpose of Hechsher, Hilchos Tumo, something known as Hechsher. There are seven liquids which the Torah calls a mashka for this purpose. The Simon, do you remember the seven mashkim is the phrase Yod Shochat Dam, Yod Dalad Yod, Shin Ches Tes, Shochat Dam Dalad Mem. The seven mashkim are yayin is yud. That's the yud of dalad is devash, honey from bees. Shochat shin is shemen. Ches is cholov. Tes is tal, dew. Dam, the dalad is dam. And the mem is mayim. So of those seven mashkim, Dam and Mayim, Tal, are not from fruits. Cholub is not from a fruit. And Davash is from bees. The leaves here with Shemin and Yayin are the only two mashkim, which the Torah calls a mashka. So it's a mashka, it's a totally different thing than the fruit. Like we said before, so we look at the fruit as like the husk compared to the mashka. Now what the Chayav adds, the Chayotim now adds in, what about tzimukim, raisins? So Yayin, grapes are meant to make into liquids. According to the first explanation that we said, that the main point is what's its purpose, that it's used for that purpose. But when you dry the grapes and you make raisins, so you're probably not going to be using it to make a liquid out of it. It's dried out, the liquid is dried out. So l'chora, at that point in time, it's not primarily there for a mashka purpose, and maybe it should get the status like other fruits. So Yadam says that's not true. We'll talk about that more in the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.